Today I want to talk to you about the seven keys of getting your prayers answered. One of the first keys to getting your prayers answered is Hebrews 11:6. But without faith it's impossible to please Him, for he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. How many of us would go and talk to a judge or a neighbor or something asking something if we didn't really think there was a chance that He would give it to us? If we were talking through the door and couldn't see the person, would we keep talking if we didn't believe? Many of us just give up on our prayers because we can't see Jesus. It's sort of like, well, He's behind the clouds, I can't see Him, I don't know if it'll do any good. But I'm convinced that you've got to keep praying and keep asking Jesus to do the things that you need. And I'm assuming that you're already a Christian. If you're not a Christian, then you need to start today by saying, Jesus, 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 I want You in my heart. I want You to forgive me for my sins. I'm sorry for the way I've lived, and I want to change. I want to be the kind of person that You could be proud of and be glad that I was Your child. I just want to be able to be called one of Your children. Please come into my heart, save me and cleanse me and help me to be a new person. Once you can do that, and once you're finished doing that, you can ask Jesus for a lot of things in your life that you're going to need. But primarily, we're supposed to be asking Jesus for things that would help other people, because when He was here, He was almost always helping other people. He very seldom did anything for Himself other than maybe eat and drink a little food once in a while. He was almost always doing things for other people. Now sometimes we wonder why we don't get the things we ask or that we need. Matthew 17:20, and Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have a faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall be removed, and nothing shall be impossible to you. Mark 11:22 says, and Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. 11:23 says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Mark 11:24 says, therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. Mark 11:25, another part of this is very important, and it says, and when ye stand praying, forgive. If ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. Now, there's a lot of ways we could ask God to help us to do things, but He expects us to ask Him to forgive our sins, and He expects us to forgive people that we've sinned against. Mark 11:26 says, but if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. Another point that's very important is prayer avails only when it's made in the name of Jesus. John 14:13, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. John 14:14 says, if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. See, here's another place where he's saying, ask in my name. In John 15:16, it says, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you, that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. As we see, he's expecting us to ask in his name. Prayer avails only in the line with the will of God. You need to pray with the will of God. You don't want to go out and say a prayer that, oh, I want to have something done, or I want something to happen to my neighbor to keep them out of my way, or something like that. Well, that's not what God wants us to do. He wants it to be within line with the will of His will. 1 John 5:14 says, and this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. 1 John 5:15 says, and if we know that He hears us Whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Psalm 66:18 says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. We need to have a clean conscience when we pray and ask God for things. We need to pray for things that be within his will, such as asking for salvation for our neighbors and our friends and our relatives. Those are the kind of things God would expect. Or maybe asking for him to help supply food to people in different lands around the world. Romans 8:26 says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Romans 8:27, and he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. If you were going to go in to see a judge, and someone told you that whatever you're asking that judge, someone behind the scenes is going to be telling him in his ear through a speaker that they need to do what you're asking, wouldn't it be nice to know that someone behind the scenes was praying and helping and interceding for you? Well, that's what this verse says. Because the Spirit maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So behind the scenes, you have the Spirit of God up in heaven making intercession for you, asking God to do things. So sometimes your prayers may not be accurate, you may not pronounce them right, you may not say something right, but you have the Holy Spirit backing up everything you request in heaven, because it says that. Romans 8:27, that he that searches the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Ephesians 6:18 says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. It's very important that we pray for the salvation of the souls of people around us, for our family, for those of our president and the cabinet, and Congress, and all these people. We need to ask for God to help them and to be saved and to do the kind of things they need to. Another point today that I want to go into is that prayer avails only if it's by one who confesses his sin. If you really want to get a prayer answered, under normal circumstances, in the way God works, he expects people to be Christians and have confessed their sins. And he wants you to be repentful and reject your old ways or any new way of sin. That's one of the most important things, is if you really want to get your prayers answered, you need to be able to ask Jesus with a clean conscience your request. Isaiah 59:1 says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. Isaiah 59:2 says, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. I don't think any of us would want to be in that position where God wouldn't hear us because of our sins. If you're committing a sin of some sort that's going to keep God from hearing you, some kind of mortal sin or something like that that's really, really bad, then you need to stop that and you need to ask God to forgive you. Isaiah 1:16, it says, wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes, and cease to do evil. God doesn't want us doing evil or doing things that are going to hurt people. The next verse says, Isaiah 1:17, learn to do well, seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widow. So if you're wondering what kind of things God expects us to do, right here's a verse that tells you. It says, learn to do well. How many of us don't know how to do well? We need to learn it. Listen to our pastor. Listen to Sunday school teachers. And next thing it says, seek judgment. How many of us see people in the church maybe falsely accused or not accused or something going on? Or maybe some kids are accused of doing something they didn't do. We need to seek judgment and make sure that judgment is done right. Another thing is, God just said here in Isaiah 1:17, it says, relieve the oppressed. If you see someone in your church or in your life is being oppressed, someone's hurting them, doing things, threatening them, try to help them. Go over and try to give them some relief. And it says, judge the fatherless. If there's neighbors in your house or in your neighborhood that you question about what they're doing, whether they're right or they're wrong, try to judge this. Try to figure it out. Whether these fatherless people that are running around in gangs or something like that really need help, try to be nice to them. Try to give them a good word once in a while, an encouraging word. Jesus says, plead for the widow. In other words, if there's a widow that needs help, she doesn't have any help, maybe you need to talk to the city or someone like that to get help for that widow, then you need to do that. Isaiah 1:18 says, come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Isaiah 1:19 says, if ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. Isaiah 1:20, but if you refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, the Lord says, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. It's very important that we have our lives cleaned up when we're asking God to do things. And it's very important that we learn how to do the kind of things that we're supposed to do. It's the kind of thing you have to do. If you want to say a prayer, get your prayers answered, then you need to make sure you've confessed your sins and that you've done the things you're supposed to. Revelation 7:13 says, and one of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? Revelation 7:14 says, and I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, these are they which came out of the great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. The sixth point I want to make today is a prayer avails only as it's made with a forgiving heart. When you're really wanting to make sure your prayers are answered, you need to make sure you've forgiven people around them. Matthew 18:21 says, then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times? Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. Matthew 18:23, therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king, which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. But forasmuch as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and his children and all that he had in payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt. Can you imagine being forgiven a debt like that? But that same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but he went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry, and came and told unto their lord all that was done. Then his lord, after that, he had called him and said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all thy debt, because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his lord was wroth, and delivered him to the tormentors, till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. So you know that if you're going to come to God and start saying a prayer, and you've got something in your heart against your brother, it says in the Bible that you're supposed to go and get right with your brother. Just like if you bring an offering to the altar, before you even give the offering, you're supposed to go and get right with your brother. God expects us to get right with our relatives, with our people in church, and stuff like that. Number seven that we want to talk about, that point is that prayer avails only if we get along with others in Christ. Matthew 5:20 says, for I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 5:21 says, ye have heard that it was said of them of old time, Thou shalt not kill, but whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. Whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in the danger of the council. And whosoever shall say, Thou fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. Matthew 5:23, it says, Therefore, if thou bring the gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother has aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. Matthew 5:25 says, Agree with thine adversary quickly, while thou art in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and thou shalt be cast into prison. Matthew 5:26, Verily I say unto thee, thou shalt by no means come out thence till thou hast paid the uttermost farthing. It's very important that we forgive people and that we do the right things with Christ, and that we know that, just like we talked about these points today, prayer avails only if we get along with others in Christ. Prayer avails only as it's made by a forgiving heart. Prayer avails only if it's by one who confesses his sin and repents and rejects his old ways or any new ways of sin. Prayer needs to be done in the Spirit, praying in the Spirit as much as we can. And also we have the Spirit that intercedes with us with groanings in heaven. It's very important that we pray the right way. Prayer avails only when it's made in the name of Jesus. We can't just pray in general. We need to pray in Jesus' name. We have a need. Jesus' name, I need you to help me. We need to say that. We need to trust Him. Prayer avails only since it's made in faith. We need to expect God to do something, and we need to expect that there's going to be a miracle. Oral Roberts used to say, expect a miracle, and I really believe he's right. And these are the seven keys today to getting your prayers answered. Thank you very much for tuning in to Witnessing for Jesus, and you have a good day.